Through the use of tobacco, nicotine is one of the most heavily used addictive drugs and the leading preventable cause of disease, disability, and death in the U.S. But despite the well-documented health costs of smoking, many smokers find it very difficult to quit. Dr. Nora Volkoff, a director at the National Institutes of Health, adds that some may relapse.
One of the reasons why women relapse into smoking behavior is because once they stop smoking, they gain weight.
4 out of every 5 people who stop smoking gain weight. Prior research shows that the average weight gain after smoking is less than 10 pounds, but the fear of weight gain can discourage many people who would like to quit. In a recent NIH study, researchers used mouse models to explore the mechanisms through which nicotine acts in the brain to reduce food intake. Dr. Volkoff explains that a nicotine-like drug specifically activated nicotine receptors in a brain sensor that controls feeding.
This finding indicating that the same drug decreases food intake is therefore very appealing, because one of the reasons why it is very difficult for women that are smokers to stop smoking is for the fear of gaining weight.
The average person who quits smoking gains between 4 and 10 pounds. It turns out that the average smoker weighs 4 to 10 pounds less than the average non-smoker, even if they have the same levels of exercise and food intake. Dr. Volkoff says these findings may lead to a potential treatment or therapy.
So the feasibility of having a therapeutic intervention that could help with the urges to smoke while at the same time decrease the consumption of food could be very appealing in terms of success for smoking cessation therapies.
The effect of the drug was very specific. Dr. Volkoff points out that the drug in this study is available in Europe, where it's used for treatment of smoking cessation.
The research showed that stimulation of a nicotine receptor actually resulted in decreased food intake and loss of weight in animals that had been treated with this particular drug, which is called Cytocin.
She adds that although more research is warranted, such a highly selective compound might be more effective than drugs that act on more than one type of nicotine receptor. For more information on this study, visit www.drugabuse.gov. This is Wally Akinso at the National Institutes of Health, Bethesda, Maryland.